Molly Korn is a field organizer fellow for Sam Singh for state representative. Now, she was not in that capacity yesterday when she was at the state capitol. WILS has been covering the big story of the protest at the capitol yesterday and the legislation being discussed in the House and in the Senate. Planned Parenthood was also at the state capitol yesterday, and Molly Korn was also there. Molly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What did you see and hear yesterday?
Yesterday it was really exciting, you know, and really encouraging. I think the first thing I had gone to the protest with a couple of other field organizers from the office, and I think the first thing I said when I kind of got out of the car and sort of walked up to the Capitol was, you know, this is good that there are so many people there already, and I think we got there like 20 minutes before it even started. Just to see this huge sea of pink Planned Parenthood T-shirts and people with their signs, and you know, I think I got the Facebook invite for that protest less than a week ago, and these bills come up, and you know, you get people who say, "Too far." You know, this is too much, and they come out and they show their support, and you know, you could really feel that energy, the frustration, and just people being really fed up with you know, how Michigan legislators have been making their policy decisions.
Well, we had Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville just on the program. Earlier, we had State Senator Rick Jones on the show, and they both say that they are not trying to even dive into the possibility of dealing with Roe v. Wade. They're trying to make it safer for patients, and they also are concerned about the disposal of fetuses from abortions. So where some people from Planned Parenthood and some other protesters believe that there is an attack on the right of having pro-choice or of being pro-choice here in the state of Michigan, those two gentlemen told me that's not true. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that that's just not true. I think that, you know, restricting, and Michigan already has so many restrictive abortion laws right now, and just adding more on, you know, restricting access to abortion and health services, it doesn't make it safer for women. It makes it more dangerous for women. You know, abortions are going to happen regardless. I mean, it's a tragic, tragic thing that women have to, you know, go through, but it is a decision that they have a right to make with their doctors and with their families. And, you know, a policy and legislation like this it definitely is an encroachment on those rights. And I think that it is definitely an attack on women's health, because I don't think that, you know, if they were concerned with protecting women's health and patients' health, then we would get some prevention first packages in legislature, and we'd be focusing on preventing unwanted pregnancy, and then we could reduce the number of abortions. But you know, this is just not the way to go about doing that.
So, are you saying, from your perspective, you believe that several of these laws, which would regulate the disposal of fetal remains, which would prohibit video consultations for prescription, which would make it a crime to coerce a woman into an abortion, which would require doctors who perform abortions to meet new higher standards of licensing, you believe those are all unnecessary, and things the way they are make it safe for women who choose to have an abortion or who are considering having an abortion?
Well, I don't think that the things, you know, the way things are now necessarily are safe, but I just don't think that I think that these policies, the bottom line, and I think, you know, Sam had actually said it really well yesterday when you talked to him, this is politics. This isn't good policy. This is political games, trying to sort of pander to special interest groups right before an election. And for me, these policies, they don't really do anything productive or beneficial for Michigan citizens, especially women. And I think that that's what they target. And it's unfortunate, and it's sad to, you know, see it happening. And especially when, you know, they don't let women on an individual basis or organizations like Planned Parenthood come and testify and give some testimony at a committee. You know, where's my voice there, you know? And I think that just kind of proves how big of a political ploy this was. And it's disappointing and it's frustrating.
Thanks so much for your time, Molly. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.